Welcome to the Cankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Cankle Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show. The phones are going crazy. Everybody is chiming in about this. Nearly half of all people don't like their middle name. We're just curious, do you like yours? Is it unique, different? 888-9976. How about yourself?
Well, my name's Jason, and I'm calling from Michigan. I guess I've never really been embarrassed by my middle name, per se, because I've always had to go by it. My grandpa's name was Harold Early, and then my dad's name was Early Brian, and then my name is Brian Jason, and we all went by our middle names. My dad went by Brian, and because my first name was Brian, I had to go by Jason. So I went by Jason my whole life. So when my wife and I had our first son, my dad said, you better name him Jason something so that he has to go
by his middle name.
And I said, absolutely not. So I broke that trend and his name is Brock.
You're like, we're stopping this goofy trend.
I was like, what's the point of a first name?
I don't know who started it, but it drives me crazy because I'll have people call and they'll say, is this Brian? Jason. And then they say, oh, we're looking for Brian. Well, I guess I'm him too.
Well, that's a great way to avoid telemarketing calls.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling in, Brian. I mean, Jason. Finding out nearly half of us do not like our middle name. We're embarrassed by it. Michelle is with us. So what's your situation?
Okay, it's Curtis-tina.
Curtis-tina?
Curtis-tina. Like my grandpa Curtis. And then they added Tina.
Curtis-tina is the name of the middle name.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they turned a guy's name into a girl's name.
Yeah.
By adding a girl's name to a guy's name. Curtis-tina.
My uncle's mom, they did that. They thought it was going to be a boy, and they were going to name her Carver. And then she came out a girl, and so they named her Carverine.
Carverine.
Yes.
Aww.
Wow.
Not carburetor.
Yeah, this is our daughter, carburetor. It's our son, shock absorber. Well, by now, we're supposed to have our Christmas stuff down, right? We don't at our house.
Our outside lights are still up.
Our lights are still up, too. The inflatables are down.
Okay.
Lights are still up.
You're making progress.
Yeah, I mean, I'm slowly getting after it. But the Christmas tree, I want to keep up longer. Because our daughter loves to sit next to it and play with it and touch it. And she's in a wheelchair. If you didn't know, we have a daughter diagnosed with some special needs. And she's got cerebral palsy and loves the twinkly lights. Aww. And stuff like that. So it's going to break my heart to take that down. I know I have to. But, you know, if you have any ideas, you can call us at 888-888-9976. Do you keep that stuff up or, you know, take the Christmas tree down? Geneva's with us. What do you think?
Well, I was looking at Pinterest the other day because, you know, it's so fun to be on Pinterest. And I saw Christmas trees being celebrated for every month. Like you said, January was, I don't know, I had like New Year's celebration. February was Valentine's Day Christmas tree. March was St. Patrick's Day Christmas tree. April was the Easter Christmas tree. And it just kept going on and on. I was like, wow.
That's cool.
I know, but then I think if you keep it Christmassy all year long, I think it would kind of diminish the specialness of Christmas. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, you know, there is something special about this one time. And if you had it all year, would it kind of go,
At least make it seasonal. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Spring, summer, fall.
What would we do for May? Is that Cinco de Mayo Christmas tree?
There you go.
Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear what's going on in your life. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Tell us what happened.
Well, my daughter was pregnant for her third baby, and at her 20-week ultrasound, she found out that baby had spina bifida. Mm. That was really tough, but God is so good. Oh my gosh. They actually did surgery on this little baby boy when he was in her belly.
That is amazing.
And closed up that hole on his back. And just so amazing. He was the size of a Barbie doll.
Wow.
So after the surgery, we had some complications due to surgery. We think that there's a lot of fluid on his brain. One of the kidneys had died, and we were having really big issues with colon. My daughter was put on 24-hour bed rest for the last month. But the good news is he was born yesterday at 33 weeks, 5 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh.
He's on a CPAP machine. That's it.
Yeah.
He's not completely healed on his back yet, so he has to lay on his little side. But, oh, he's amazing, and that is so good. He has just, I'm praying for him to just take our hands and walk us through this.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Well, I want you to know something. As a dad of a daughter with special needs who had a rough entry into the world,
yeah,
a little bit similar to what you're talking about, and dealing with her diagnosis has not been easy at all. But with God's help, you guys can do this.
Yes.
And the medical technology with what they can do with these preemies is mind-blowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It is amazing, and it is all God, because these doctors have been telling us the worst from the get, and
yep,
now he's here, and he's doing so well.
Aww. Well, thank you so much,
yes,
for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and friends, it's Big Daddy Weave. So the band is really made up of Mike Weaver, his brother Jay Weaver, and there's some other people that play in the band as well. Just yesterday, I noticed something. Maybe it was the day before. Real recent, though, within the last 2 days, Mike Weaver made an announcement about his brother. This is what he had to say.
I'm so sorry to bring this news, but I'm also excited to celebrate where he is right now. My brother Jay went to be with Jesus just a couple hours ago. And due to complications with COVID-19, on top of everything else that he already had going on. And you guys, man, you've seen him walk the uphill battle, and you guys have helped carry him through so much. And man, I'm telling you, the Lord used him in such a mighty way out on the road for so many years. And anybody who's come in contact with him, man, just knows how real his faith in Jesus was. And I believe that even though COVID may have taken his last breath, Jesus was right there to catch him. And I know that he's seeing things now that, man, I long to see. My heart's broke. My heart's broke for my family, you know, my family here, but Jay's family in Florida. But we all just really wanted to thank you for walking with us through so much for so long. But we just wanted to let you know that the prayers for healing can turn into prayers of thanksgiving now that Jay is in God's presence. We'll all deal with the heartache as it comes. There's that broken part of being in this broken place until the day we're going to step through and we're going to see what Jay's seeing. Now, I know that there was a great reunion with a lot of folks today. I believe that. I don't know how it all works. I just trust in the Lord, and I know his love for us, and we sense his love, and we have sensed your love as well. And so we just wanted to say thank you for praying. Thanks for walking with us through this crazy, crazy time.
His brother Jay was a diabetic, had a couple of amputations recently because of that. So that was serious. And I've heard for people that have diabetes, COVID can be a very serious situation. So yeah, definitely be praying for the Weaver family as they deal with this. And hey, we're praying for you and with you if you've lost family members through this time. A lot of people have.
Yeah. It's been a real trying time. You know, that song of theirs that we just played, All Things New, healing doesn't always look like what we expect it to this side of heaven, but I love his outlook. He knows where Jay is.
Amen.
And that his healing is complete and final.
So yeah, if you've gone through something like that, hey, we're with you. We're praying for you, and continue to pray for the Weaver family. They would definitely appreciate it. Finding out BlackBerry is going to discontinue servicing their phones. Remember the BlackBerry thing?
I do. Yeah, they looked like, I always thought they looked like people were talking into calculators.
That's kind of, yeah.
Just big boxy things with buttons.
You're right. That's really what it did. So we're asking who has the oldest phone, 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the oldest phone.
Yeah, well, who is this and where are you calling from?
My name's Nikki. I'm from Macon.
Okay.
So, this is crazy because I've had the same phone for like 4 years. And then last month, my phone carrier called me and told me that if I did not upgrade my phone, it would no longer work.
Oh.
Because it was still on 3G.
Oh, wow.
You're a couple of G's behind.
So I love that phone. It took everything I had to get rid of it, but I finally, well, I didn't have a choice.
I wonder if that's why BlackBerry's not supporting it anymore. I did hear that 3G will be obsolete here very soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
All right. 4 years is a pretty good run in today's world, honestly.
Well, I'm surprised that you had a phone that's 4 years old that's still 3G.
Well, it was
probably a little older when I first got it, but okay. I had it for four years.
Oh, you inherited this phone.
Gotcha.
Right. And considering the fact that my husband went through four phones in 30 days, I think I did pretty good.
Oh, my word.
Oh, he's horrible with them.
He needs to be fired from having a phone.
Right. We have lots and lots of insurance on his phone.
Oh, my goodness.
It's time for the Joy Report.
Yeah. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to
let this feeling take control. Joy. Do you have any joy to report on? Here's a number. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
Something amazing happened to me on Monday. I was supposed to start at a new job. I tested for my CDL, commercial driver's license, on Monday.
Yeah.
The company said, well, if you do it, we'll give you a job. On Monday, they said, hey, we're sorry, we got a hiring freeze. Oh, come on.
Oh, no. So they said they got a job for you, and then Monday, no, don't have one.
I got kind of sad a little bit. I wanted to cry, and I said, man, you know, bills are tied. You know, we need money. And I really had my hopes set on it. And, you know, it was a good company, but I said, all right, Lord, I'm just going to leave it in your hands. I'm going to let you take care of it. And sure enough, I don't know why, my wife told me, and she says, you know what, hon, why don't you call this company right here? And I told him my situation. He goes, hey, come to work tomorrow morning. And here I am.
Wow.
I don't know what to say. I had an awesome pay rate, and I can't complain, for real.
You got a pay raise on top of it.
That is good. Really, he is. I mean, God knows what he's doing.
Right, because you're making more money. So what? If we can just boil it all down, this could have been his plan all along.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's not always what we want. It's not always on our time. It's on his
right.
time. It's not always right.
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of promises in the Bible, but there's ifs attached to them. If you do this, then this happens. But you said something earlier. You said, I put it in his hands. And the Bible talks about not worrying and, you know, just believing and things like that. But when you did that, that's when things turned around.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I did.
We all that know that. You know, there's a lot of power in prayer. How about praying as a family? Hmm. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this article. It talked about praying as a family. And, you know, every once in a while we pray as a family. Of course, mealtime.
Yeah.
But like a consistent, dedicated time to pray? I think I'm guilty of not doing that. That's a great idea. So some of the things that they mentioned was use stones to mark prayer victories. When God answers a prayer, write a word or a phrase on a stone, build an altar of prayer victories.
I love that.
I do too.
I do have little stones on my desk with, like, you know, it says faith, blessings, things like that. So that's a really cool take on that. I love that. And that's what kind of a visual representation too of everything God's blessing you with.
Yeah. I mean, the Bible does actually talk about building memorials and things like that. So I think that's a great idea. They also suggest walk and pray together as a family. Thank God for his beautiful creation. You can even pray for people you come across on your path.
That's a great way to set an example for, you know, being outspoken about prayer and about God to your kids, too.
I love that. And speaking of kids, you can let your kids draw pictures with sidewalk chalk that represent their answered prayers.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.